Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, just drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. The holy grail in tech is for the world to go paperless. Until then, the miracle will be a printer that just works, keeps working, and is cost-effective. Sadly, somewhere along the line, printers got too cheap. Bear with me here. Don't retune your radio, please. As the race to the bottom on printer pricing was waged, every manufacturer of consumer printers focused on features entirely and not at all on reliability and robustness. Who hasn't struggled to connect to a printer or suffered a paper misfeed or some other bugbear? It's our own fault for buying down. Manufacturers started fixing this by almost giving us printers for free and then making us pay for the ink like they were high-end medical supplies. We ended up with junk that didn't work, that cost us a fortune to run, but was cheap to buy with half ink cartridges coming included. And when your ink went dry, you needed to weigh up trashing the machine and buying a new half ink one versus the cost of new cartridges. A tough call and a consumer waste nightmare. The ethics of this don't even bear going into. Enter the new inkjets personified by the Epson L3250 I have on test. Instead of ink cartridges, it is another bottle system. It comes with all three colors and two black bottles. Cheap to run, slightly expensive to buy. Think 90% cheaper to run, however. This one, the L3250, is a flatbed scanner and printer. It doesn't do double-sided printing or have an auto dock feeder for scanning. However, it does do copies and it does include a 100-page paper capacity feeder. Setup was a bit of a pain for Mac or iPhone or iPad, but once the Epson software was downloaded, it was easy enough. Many printers at this level have an LCD screen for ease of setup. This one leverages the app. I should have RTFM'd. Once I did, it was seamless. First print is a little bit slow, but after that it is quick enough. 10 pages per minute in black and white and 5 pages per minute in color. It supports borderless photo printing, and the quality is great. They estimate the ink is good for an average user for 3 years, and they do this by noting that you get 8,100 black prints and 6,500 color prints per ink set. And they are probably right. Remember, those numbers are usually calculated on about 5% average coverage, so your mileage may vary. At 3,299 Rand on special right now, the Epson L3250 is an option that works, and it is viable. And to date, not a single paper misfeed. So I can recommend this one. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.